PK program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We've got a great show. Today's going to be a training show. You know, I like to do this sort of stuff where we do a theme for both hours. First hour, we're going to have Brooks Kubik on. We're going to be talking about dinosaur training for your back. We actually talked about dinosaur training, and we left off back. We didn't have enough time in the last interview, and we've gotten some emails and messages on Facebook about people asking about that. So we're going to be covering that today. And then later in the hour, we're going to have PJ Braun on, also a training show. He's going to be talking about the mistakes that most people make in the gym. And then also, we've got lots of questions for PJ that occurred on Facebook, and we'll be answering questions that you've submitted to him. Just want to remind everybody that opresource.net is the single source for all your peptide needs. And my listeners get an additional 25% off their already ridiculously low prices when you use the coupon code SUPERHUMAN25, one word, SUPERHUMAN, the number two, the number five. Check out opresource.net. Let them know that Carl sent you. Okay, my first guest, you know him, you love him. He's on the show frequently now because I always learn something from him. It's Brooks Kubik. How you doing, Brooks?
Carl, I'm well. How are you today?
Wonderful, wonderful. And we did talk about doing a show on back training, and then we kind of forgot about it. And some of my listeners have been emailing and Facebooking saying, when are you going to have Brooks back on to talk about dinosaur training for your back? And really, when you think about dinosaur training, it really is made for your back. When you think about dinosaurs, you know, these big behemoths, you know, of flesh and just strong posterior chains, you know, strong, you know, from the base of their skull to the tip of their tail, it's all strength, you know? And so it seems appropriate to talk about how to train the back using the dinosaur training protocol.
The analogy is a good one, and I'm picturing in my mind what the back muscles of a dinosaur must have looked like to hold up those massive bodies.
Right.
I mean, you'd need like hydraulic cables just to hold everything together, and that's definitely the right image.
And then you take like a T-Rex, you know,
mm-hmm.
and he's got those tiny little arms, right? His arms were really useless, non-functional, you know, like,
right.
Hey, why do I even have these arms? He did everything with his head. He would grab trees and yank them out of the ground, crush his predators that would try to attack him. His head would sway all the way from the back of the top of his tail all the way to the other side of his body, top of his tail. I mean, he had 360-degree rotation of that head. And that's all from back muscles because the back is the foundation for that neck that is craning that head around. You know, I mean, we're talking about strong backs lifting trees, pushing boulders, and running at the same time.
The T-Rex is a perfect analogy, and it's, you know, it's funny that you mentioned the arms. When everybody gets into strength training, you know, what do they want? They want big arms. And, in particular, it's make a muscle. You know, you flex your bicep. And that's what gets everybody going. It's the one thing that, man, I want those big arms. What people don't understand is that it's the back and the legs. Shoulders as well, but back and legs, that's where all your muscle mass is. That's where your strength and power comes from. If you want to gain muscular body weight, that's how you do it. If you want to get in great condition, you train your legs and back because working that muscle mass is going to create a lot more cardio effect from your training. You know, it's the foundation to everything. And it's largely forgotten, largely overlooked, not only by beginners, but by a lot of intermediate and advanced trainees. You know, most people are front of the body conscious.
And bicep conscious. You're right. I see guys at the gym who have overly developed biceps. They have sloped shoulders. They have shoulders that have no front or rear delt heads at all. You know what I mean? Just like these little, they almost look like coat hanger shoulders.
Yes.
But they've got biceps that bulge out. They have no triceps either. Just big biceps.
Yeah.
And it's like they got skinny little calves and they have no lat muscle. I mean, they're just all biceps. And I think to myself, you know, like, what are you doing? What do you think big biceps means? It's like if they're not attached to a body, it's kind of like, remember those guys, Brooks? When we were kids, if you built a muscle car, you started at the engine, and then you worked through the drivetrain. And once you beefed all that stuff up, then you threw big tires on it and a paint job. It was like the big tires and the paint job was secondary. The big engine and the strong drivetrain are analogous to the back and the legs. And you see these guys with big arms and no and their body is lacking. And I look at that and I think, remember that guy, Brooks, that had the Pinto, and he put a Phase 3 hood and big tires on it, but he had that tiny little four-cylinder in it? That's the guy with the big arms but no strength anywhere else.
Yeah.
He's all show and no go.
Well, that's absolutely true. And that is something that people who know about physical culture, write about physical culture, teach physical culture, have been teaching for a long, long time. You know, I've got books in my library that go back into the 1920s where that topic is covered exactly. Well, they don't talk about the Pinto, but they're talking about everything else. And it's amazing how the message over the years has been lost. I mean, you know, right now I'm holding in my hand a copy of a book called, great title, Super Strength, written by Alan Calvert, published by the Milo Publishing Company, associated with the Milo Barbell Company, back in 1924. And this is the first How to Do It book. It's not a training course. It's a book. It's like 300 pages. And, you know, it's detailed information about how to build your body, dating back to 1924. Now, I was looking at it, and I noticed this morning there are 26 chapters. The very first chapter, after the introduction, the first chapter that deals with building muscles is titled The Back. That's the very first thing that the author wanted to concentrate on.
Now, isn't it true
when
you train your back and your legs, the rest of your body grows faster as well?
Absolutely. And that is what so many people don't realize. They all want big arms, so they go out and they go curl crazy. You know, they do every kind of curl under the sun, okay? And they, you know, maybe they work the triceps, maybe not, but the point is they spend all their time working their arms. You know, maybe they do some shoulder work, maybe they do some chest work, but that's about it. And their arms don't grow, and they wonder, why do my arms not grow? And the answer is, because you're not triggering growth. You're not stimulating growth through the body as a whole. You know, the body operates as a whole. It's not a collection of separate body parts, and each of them, you know, each of them eat by themselves, sleep by themselves, rest by themselves, exercise by themselves. That's not what happens at all. Your body is a unit. It's a unified whole, W-H-O-L-E. And everything works together. You don't have a steak dinner and say, okay, I just fed my biceps.
That's good. I like that.
You have a steak dinner and you feed your whole body.
Right.
Okay. And similarly, you train your whole body, and in particular, you train your legs, which we covered in a previous interview, and you train your back. And the reason that you train your legs and your back is that your legs, your back, your hips are where a huge percentage of your muscle mass is. That's where everything is, all your strength and power. If you make your legs bigger, if you make your back bigger, everything else grows as well. And what you do is you teach your body how to grow bigger and stronger. And then once you're beyond the beginner stage, you're starting to look like someone who lifts weights. I mean, you know, people
right.
see you on the street and they immediately know this guy lifts weights.
Well, you okay? get that thick look, and when you can't
yeah.
when you see a guy who's muscular, the first from the front,
mm-hmm.
forget about biceps. The first thing you see is separation between shoulders and traps. And traps is if you're training your back heavy, you don't have to do shrugs. If you're deadlifting, if you're training your back heavy, if you're doing heavy rowing, you're training your back heavy, your traps will grow. They will sprout like the tops of bread baking in an oven. And you know what? And when you stand behind a guy like that, you see the rhomboids. Clearly, if he's wearing a nice shirt that's a supple material, you see rhomboids coming through, and you see the separation between the rear heads of his shoulders and his rhomboids, and you see his spinal erectors popping out, and you say to yourself, there's a strong guy. Because we've all, you know, the old saying, put your back into it. Well, mm-hmm. what do you think they meant when they said that? Because they knew if you were serious and you put your back into something, it was going to move.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the related effect, the training effect, is once your legs and back are growing, everything else is going to grow very easily.
Yeah.
And so what you do is you build the legs, you build the back, specialize on legs, specialize on back. You start to really get that thick, heavy development. And then you say, hey, I want to specialize on arms. Easy.
Or better yet, Brooks,
mm-hmm.
some of the best bench pressers in the world train back as intensely as benching, because they know that a strong back is the foundation that the shoulders rest upon, that the arms depend upon when that weight is being tethered in its lowest position. Your back is doing the work in the lowest position. When you push off, your back is working. And if you're not training back, you're never going to have as big of a bench press as you can.
That's absolutely true. And one of the best pieces of bench press advice that I ever saw, I'm going to share it with the audience right now. You want a big bench press? Okay, here's the secret. Train your lats. You want big, thick, powerful lats. When you bench press, bring the elbows down along the sides, lats are tight, and when you press, you flare the lats.
Right.
The lats drive everything upward as part of that initial movement. Everyone forgets that. They train bench, they do, you know, barbell bench press, board press, incline press, incline board press, dumbbell presses, dumbbell inclines, close grips. They train the heck out of their triceps. You know, they do front raises for the frontal delts. They're thinking front, front, front for those pushing muscles. And they forget that the lats are part of the package.
Right.
And, you know, so I would always tell people, you don't need to do extra work for the chest. You don't need to do extra work for the shoulders. You don't need to do extra work for the triceps. Train your lats.
Yeah.
Secret of a big bench press.
All right, we got to take a break. I'm getting a hand waved at me here. We've actually gone 3 minutes over this particular segment, but it's all good stuff. I didn't want to stop the momentum. We're talking today with Brooks Cubic. You can go to his website, brookscubic.com, if you've not been there before. He's got a great blog. And you can read some of this information, profound information. Brooks is one of the few keepers of the flame of physical culture. He's a true physical culturist. Strength and conditioning, a part of life. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Pre-workout products crank you up, then leave you flat and fatigued. Except now, you're strung out from being overstimulated, hungry because it destroyed your appetite, and in a catabolic state because you can't eat for recovery and growth. That's why you need to get Lit Up from Applied Nutraceuticals. Lit Up is an original blend, not a copycat formula here. Lit Up delivers the perfect amount of energy, focus, pump, and intensity without feeling strung out or a loss of appetite for hours after your workout. Plus, Lit Up creates an anabolic environment by jacking testosterone levels through the roof. Get
lit up today at appnut.com.
Hey, this is Carl. You know, quite often you're forced to choose between price and quality when it comes to purchasing peptides for research purposes. But you don't have to do that any longer, because now there's opresource.net. At OP Resource, you will find the finest authentic peptides available anywhere at the best prices available anywhere. I only trust my research to opresource.net, and you should too. Check them out today. opresource.net.
Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol, with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long, because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
Hey, this is Carl. You know, quite often you're forced to choose between price and quality when it comes to purchasing peptides for research purposes. But you don't have to do that any longer, because now there's opresource.net. At OP Resource, you will find the finest authentic peptides available anywhere at the best prices available anywhere. I only trust my research to opresource.net, and you should too. Check them out today. opresource.net.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today, or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbell.
Finally, a Bulbine supplement right from the source used in the original study. Phytoserms 347 is here. Bulbine natalensis has been shown to dramatically increase testosterone levels in clinical research, but sourcing the real ingredient has proven near impossible. Now, Ruthless Supplements has done the impossible. Each capsule of Phytoserms 347 has the exact amount of pure Prolensis TM Bulbine natalensis required to produce a dramatic increase in total and free testosterone. You can't get this anywhere else but at Ruthless Supplements. Visit RLSSupplements.com today.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My guest today is Brooks Kubik. And we're going to talk about now, elucidate for you, specializing in back training the dinosaur style. Dinosaur means heavy. Dinosaurs were crude, huge beasts with massive amount of strength. Chances are they never, ever experienced the use of their peak strength, because probably 10 to 15% of their strength was all they needed to overcome any obstacle that they were facing. Wouldn't you like to be that way? Wouldn't you like to be able to flick your finger and make things happen, have that kind of strength at your disposal? You can if you learn to train the dinosaur way. Okay, so Brooks, what is the secret to specializing in back training?
Secret to specialized back training, doing it the dinosaur way, doing it for strength and function, is to train heavy on a selected number of exercises. We'll go into those in just a minute. And to train with the goal of increasing your strength. Now, most people in the modern world, most people, when they think of back training, they think of doing exercises that are going to increase the size of the lats, particularly the width of the lats.
Right.
And they're looking for that wide V shape.
Again, aesthetics. This is not strength. This is aesthetics we're talking about.
It's not strength training. It is aesthetics training. Going back to the book Super Strength by Alan Calvert, he has a wonderful section in there where he has a German word that I cannot even begin to pronounce that is about 157 letters long, and he translates it as a shopkeeper with all of his goods in the window and nothing inside.
Oh, I like that. That's an old show, no go. That's it.
Yeah, it's an old phrase that the Germans had, and, you know, weightlifting to a large degree originated in Germany and then moved over to the U.S. with the immigrants. But that's exactly summarizing it. All show, no go. Everything's in the shop window. Now, what a lot of guys do is they do the lat pull downs. They do all the different exercises to build width into the lats, and you get a nice V shape, and you look impressive from the front. You don't look impressive from the side because there's no thickness, and you don't really look impressive from behind because you don't have that depth or that thickness, the massive muscle, which is the way a back is really supposed to look. Now, mentioned on an earlier show, Olympic weightlifting champion John Davis won the world championship at age 17 in 1938, undefeated in international competition until 1953, two-time Olympic gold medal champion, strongest man in the world, just incredible. Carl, he won the best back subdivision in the Mr. America contest.
Right.
It was one of the years that John Grimmick won the contest. He entered just because Bob Hoffman wanted to show that weightlifters have muscles.
Right.
He got on stage. He turned his back to the judges. He did not even flex. He simply turned his back.
Right.
They saw that incredible thickness, that look of power, and they said, that's the best back in the contest. Right there.
And he didn't even flex it.
He did not even flex, completely relaxed. And no one's ever done that. No one ever will. But Davis, tell you about Davis and dinosaur-style real-world strength. John Davis was working in a garage in Brooklyn. Another guy working in the garage was underneath a 3,000-pound truck. The jack went out, the truck fell, trapped the guy, pinning him. And then it started dropping slower and slower every second. You know, one of those things where it's like...
Yeah, right. Because the jack probably toppled over, and now the jack was being crushed because it was in a compromised position, so a little at a time the jack was giving out, right.
There's no time to get any other equipment. There's no time to get a bunch of guys. There's no time to do anything. Davis ducks under the truck, bends down, braces, stands up, and he lifts the thing off the guy.
Now, wait a minute. Did he lift it off? Did he place his back, like, where his shoulders are, where you would squat beneath the truck, or did he grab it with his hands like a deadlift?
It was a back lift.
Really?
Yes. Yeah.
So he saves this guy's life because of sheer strength.
Exactly. Exactly. And that, you know, that's, doesn't go out and put on his weightlifting suit, doesn't put on a lifting belt, doesn't chalk up, doesn't get psyched up, doesn't do it. He just, bang, instantaneous reaction.
Yeah.
And that's about as close as to that dinosaur strength that you were mentioning as someone could have. And the reason I mention that is that he had the combination of an incredible appearance, you know, witness winning the Best Back Award at the Mr. America, but he also had incredible strength and power. Now, how did he get it? He never did any pull-downs. When he was younger, when he was a kid, he did a lot of gymnastics work on the playground. So he had a well-developed back from, you know, hanging on the monkey bars, doing pull-ups, you know, swinging on rings, things like that that the kids did on playgrounds back in those days. But what really got him going, what really built the strength and power, was heavy Olympic weightlifting, cleans, snatches, high pulls. All of his exercises were exercises where he stood on his feet, and that's critical if you're talking about back training. Your back is related to your hips, your legs, to movement. I mean, the human body, we are able to stand erect because our back holds us erect. If we didn't have the back development, if we didn't have the back strength and the skeletal structure that goes with it, we wouldn't be able to walk upright. Training your back is all about standing on your feet and pulling heavy weights. And one of the funniest things in my mind in the history of weight training is the Nautilus pullover torso machine.
Oh, yeah.
Which is supposedly the biggest breakthrough in history to build the size of the lats in the upper body. And what do? You sit down in it. You know, seated back exercise.
I learned a long time ago that the back must be activated completely from right above the glutes all the way up to above the rhomboids. So if you're doing a rowing movement and your lower back is relaxed and you're leaning against the pad, you're exactly. not getting all the strength out of your back. Your lower back must be contracted. Matter of fact, when I do upright, when I do bent over rows with dumbbells, mm-hmm. I don't do them with one hand braced against a dumbbell rack or a bench or my knee and my leg, my arm on a bench. I bend over and I brace myself by putting my non-working arm against the inner thigh of mm-hmm. that leg, and I pull so that my lower back is working when I'm doing bent over dumbbell rows.
And you know, similarly, the best exercises for the back are not exercises that isolate any one part of the back.
Right.
They are exercises that work the back as a whole. Now, I used the example earlier of John Davis doing the cleans, snatches, pulling movements that an Olympic lifter would do. You know, if someone knew how to do those are a great way to train the back. And basically, they're about all you would need to train your back for that functional, strong, thick muscular development that we're talking about. If you don't know how to do those exercises, that's fine, because there are other alternatives that are much easier and that many more people know.
Or you can't do them. I have problem shoulders. I can't do cleans, power cleans. I can't do any of those anymore. I mean, just my shoulders bother me when I try to do them.
A lot of people can't do them, and that's fine. So you look for the alternatives. What are the alternatives? Well, deadlifts. Standard bent-legged deadlift is probably your number one back exercise.
Yeah.
Beats all the others. And why is that? Because it involves everything in one movement.
King of the movements, in my opinion, right down to your grip work, everything.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's a total body builder. It's a total body exercise, and it is a perfectly natural movement. You know, you sometimes see on the internet people talk about movements that are unnatural, and you know, they, depending on what they're trying to sell you, they'll put anything into that unnatural category, but the deadlift is an absolutely natural movement. I mean, cavemen would bend over and pick up heavy rocks or pick up heavy logs or, you know, bend over and lug the carcass of a big animal that they had killed. And it's the same movement.
Right.
Our body is designed for that movement.
Hey Brooks, we have to take a break, but here's what I want to do. When we come back, I want to inject a question from a listener since we mentioned deadlifts, okay? And then we'll go on to the more specialized training.
Okay.
David Wilson wants to know your thoughts on the trap bar, and he says that he thinks that you have specific opinions about it. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We're talking this hour with Brooks Kubik. You can go to his website, Brooks, B-R-O-K-S, K-U-B-I-K.com, to learn more. He's got a great blog there. Later in the show, we'll have PJ Braun on, answering some of your questions and talking about the common mistakes that people make in the gym that stall their progress. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back. CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5388. And mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio. If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today. Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein and the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price
price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at OrbitNutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit OrbitNutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. OrbitNutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at OrbitNutrition.com.
When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscles N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at NeedToBuildMuscle.com.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Brooks, what's your opinion of the trap bar? David Wilson wants to know.
That was a really good question because I've got a set of speaking notes here, and right next to deadlift, I had trap bar deadlift.
Why are they better? Why should I've never used a trap bar. I always look at it. I think, you know, I'm going to use it someday, but today I'm just going to deadlift regular, old school. Why should I bother with the trap bar?
The trap bar is designed to bring the weight closer to the body's center of gravity. And what that does is allow you to deadlift in absolutely the perfect position for deadlifting, in perfect form, head up, back straight, back flat, weight perfectly aligned in the body's natural center of balance. And some people can achieve that with a regular bar, and that's purely a matter of their body structure. It's the way their body is designed, and the deadlift is a great exercise for them because they're always in that right position. Other people can't do it. And that's simply because of the way their bodies are designed. You know, it's based on how long your torso is, how long your thighs are.
Right.
You know, it just, all those factors come into play. And that makes the deadlift a really good exercise for some people, not as good an exercise for other people. But the trap bar is the equalizer. The trap bar makes the deadlift a perfect exercise for virtually every human body. The only people that I can think of that would not benefit from a trap bar, someone with one leg or one arm. Anyone else, trap bar is absolutely magnificent. Now, I've been talking about the trap bar. I started writing about it when I wrote for Hard Gainer magazine. It was back in the early 90s. I recall an occasion Stuart McRobert wanted me to do an article about form and technique in the deadlift. And I said, well, okay, I'm going to do that, but I'm going to tell people that the way to maximize form and technique is to use a trap bar. And he said, oh, no, don't do that. And I said, well, then I'm not writing the article. So he said, ah, okay, you can do it. And you know, that was back in like 1993. That's how much I believe in the trap bar. I mean, it is an extremely
Why is it called a trap bar? Was it really created just for the small movement of training your traps? I mean, I think it should be called the adjusted center bar, because that's really what it is.
It's not traps as in trapezius, it's trapezoid.
Ah.
It's the shape of the bar. It was designed by a powerlifter from North Carolina, a guy named Al Gerard. Okay? And Al Gerard came up with this idea of doing the trap bar deadlift so that the weight was in line with the body's center of gravity. He thought, he was an engineer, he thought that might work really well, and he tried it with dumbbells. He tried dumbbell deadlifts, and they didn't work as, you know, they had an interesting feel, but they didn't work that well.
But they're cumbersome. They're cumbersome. The dumbbells tend to drag along your legs. You have grip issues because they want to pronate, they want to rotate in to a neutral grip. Sometimes they don't. I mean, you have a lot of, and they want to unfurl, they want to unroll in your hands, just like when you're doing farmer's walks with dumbbells. I mean, there's a lot of issues. I've tried doing heavy dumbbell deadlifts. I don't like them.
I don't like them at all. And there's another issue, which is if they don't land right, they're going to crush your foot.
Yeah, okay, yeah, right.
Plus, the dumbbells are usually put together with smaller plates, smaller than a 45-pound barbell plate.
Right.
And so you have to start lower, and that actually puts your lower back at risk.
Right.
You want to be doing something where you're using 45-pound plates so that you're starting with the bar at a safer position. So Al Girard is thinking about this, and I don't know if he, at that point, saw the famous photograph of Bob Peoples' gym, or if he just came up with the idea. But let me jump to Bob Peoples for a minute. Back in the late 40s and 50s, the best deadlifter in the entire world was a farmer who lived in the hills of Tennessee. Okay? He trained in a root cellar. If you can picture that, great big cellar dug out on the back of the farm. And I know this is true because I've seen photos of that gym, and I used to work with somebody who, as a little girl, lived in that town, and Bob Peoples' daughter was her school teacher, and they would go out berry picking back of his farm. And sometimes they'd see him working out in that cellar. Anyhow, one thing that Bob Peoples had, and you can see it in photos, it's kind of propped up against the wall. He had a great big metal circle that he'd made or had a blacksmith made, and he would stand inside the circle. There were handles just like a trap bar and bars going out on each side. It was basically a trap bar, except it was in a circular shape.
Right.
And he just made that for his own use. Interesting idea. But anyhow, Al Girard took the maybe he saw that old photo, maybe he just came up with this idea completely independently. I don't know, because I wasn't there and I've never talked to him.
Right.
But he came up with the trap bar idea, and the trap bar is just absolutely brilliant. The trap bar alone, trap bar deadlifts, will give you a complete, basically a total body workout. Definitely, they'll give you a complete back workout. And they're not they're not limited to doing shoulder shrugs. They're really designed, they're good for shrugs, but they're designed for the deadlift.
Mm-hmm.
And related point, I know we have a lot of older listeners. I have a lot of older readers. A lot of older lifters find that after a period of time, they can no longer do squats or they can't do heavy squats. They find the squat either irritates the lower back or their knees, they have knee issues, or they have shoulder problems, and they can't rotate the arms and hold the squat bar in the shoulders.
Right.
And they're looking for some big movement to replace those squats. Well, the trap bar is perfect, because the trap bar, because it allows you to get into a perfect position to exert a combination of leg, hip, and back strength, the trap bar can replace the squat. And I've got many, many, many older readers who use the trap bar as either their exclusive leg, hip, back exercise or as their primary leg, hip, back exercise. The other thing that you can do with the trap bar, if you use lifting blocks or even if you just use concrete blocks, you know, something heavy, you can put the blocks in position so that the plates start from that position, so that you're doing a partial movement. And a partial trap bar deadlift is a power builder that is unparalleled.
Really? Why? Why a partial? I know why partials work, because you slowly grow into the weight. If you do a partial and you keep increasing your range slowly, eventually you're going to pull that weight from the floor up.
Yeah. Well, what you're doing when you're doing a heavy partial deadlift, you're overloading the muscles. And you're using much more weight in the mid and finish position of the movement than you could do if you did a full range movement. And so you're overloading the muscles in those positions. And as a result, you grow stronger, you grow thicker, you grow bigger. And you know, by way of illustrating this, I mean, you know, if anybody is an advanced lifter and they know how to lift and they're not going to hurt themselves doing this, they can run a test. And the test is very simple. Do a workout where you do 4, 5, 6 heavy sets of partial trap bar deadlifts and see what your traps feel like the next day.
Right.
Your traps and upper back, because your traps and upper back are going to be screaming.
Right.
They will feel that someone's, you know, driving hot needles into them because you'll be that sore. And, you know, and that's just proof that the exercise is hitting muscle fibers that you're not going to hit otherwise.
Right. Right.
Is there anything else you can do with the trap bar that's unique? Can you bench press with a trap bar? I guess that's pretty ridiculous, right? I mean, you can't do anything like that.
Well, some guys try to. I think it's not worth even trying. Some guys do presses with it. Again, I don't like that. There's a bar called the log bar that Dr. Ken Leisner designed, and that's basically allows you to do presses or bench presses with a parallel grip.
Okay.
If you want to do bench presses, any kind of presses, use that bar. But
we're digressing here too.
Sure.
We've got a minute before we go into the break. I want to get back on track here for back specialization. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So we've established that the trap bar deadlift is a wonderful movement to enlist both the legs, the hips, and the back for building maximum back strength. And we're talking about strength. When we talk about dinosaur training, we're talking about strength training. We're not talking about building a wide barn door back for bodybuilding and aesthetics. We're talking about building strength that will allow you to be functionally adept in lifting heavy things in your life. So where do we go from the trap bar before we go into this break?
If you wanted a complete functional back workout, you would do either bent-legged deadlifts, regular deadlifts with a regular bar, or trap bar deadlifts. And that would be your primary movement. You would finish off with either barbell or dumbbell rowing, your choice of pull-ups, pull-downs, chins, if you want, but not necessary. And guess what? That's probably about all you would need to do.
Now you said we're in dinosaur training, before we go into the break, we're training heavy with certain movements, and then the rest of them are more like auxiliary movements, correct?
Yes.
Am I correct on that, or am I off base based on that?
Well, it's with a caveat of when I say an auxiliary movement, I'm not talking about lateral raises. I'm talking about a military press might be an auxiliary movement in a particular workout, and deadlifts might be your primary movement.
And for people who don't think a military press is back intensive, try it because you feel it in your lower back. I mean, dramatically in your lower back. So, I mean, there's no doubt about that. All right, let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we'll be talking more with Brooks Kubik about specializing in back training using the dinosaur training methods. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones. And Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried. Because only test charge has taxidrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in test charge. Test charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in test charge. Test charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find test charge today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in Can-See eye drops. I've been using Can-See for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find Can-See eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. Can-See eye drops. The name says it all.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com. Pre-workout products crank you up, then leave you flat and fatigued. Except now, you're strung out from being overstimulated, hungry because it destroyed your appetite, and in a catabolic state because you can't eat for recovery and growth. That's why you need to get Lit Up from Applied Nutraceuticals. Lit Up is an original blend, not a copycat formula here. Lit Up delivers the perfect amount of energy, focus, pump, and intensity without feeling strung out or a loss of appetite for hours after your workout. Plus, Lit Up creates an anabolic environment by jacking testosterone levels through the roof. Get Lit Up today at appnut.com.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Yo. Yo.
If you have not tried Quest Protein Bars by now, what are you waiting for? We're giving 2 free protein bars away at superhumanradio.com. These are by far the best protein bars you will ever taste and the best made, only pure whey isolate and milk isolate protein. 20 grams of it, 15 grams of fiber, no sugar alcohols, no added sugar. They are delicious. I can't stop eating them and you will be the same way. Go to superhumanradio.com and get 2 free Quest protein bars sent to you. Try them. You'll become a believer. My guest today is Brooks Kubik. We're talking about specialized training for the back, the dinosaur training way. Later in the show, we'll have PJ Braun on answering listener questions, also talking about the common mistakes people make in the gym that stall their progress. Okay, Brooks, so going back to a routine that you would suggest, starting off with deadlift or trap bar deadlift, moving to what movement again?
It's your choice of either the dumbbell row or the barbell bent over row.
I like the dumbbell row better. You know why? Because you can actually rotate slightly at the hips and get a full contraction of the lowest portion of the lat, the part that most people have a hard time developing. That's just my personal preference.
Yeah, and, you know, if your primary movement is bent-legged deadlift or the trap bar deadlift, and when I say trap bar deadlift, I mean performing a bent-legged deadlift with a trap bar. I'm not a fan of stiff-legged deadlifts either with a barbell or with a trap bar. But, you know, if you're doing that, you're working your lower back very, very hard, and using the dumbbell instead of the barbell for the rowing is probably a good idea because you don't want to do so much work that you just hammer your lower back, you know, and can't recover from your workout. So those two movements would be a complete back workout. Now, let me add that there's another part of the body that ties into the back, which is very often neglected. That's the neck. And I always think it's a good idea if you're working your back or posterior chain, as everybody likes to say, if you're working your back, finish off with some neck extensions using a head strap. You know, the strong neck, you build the strong neck, it helps tie everything together in the shoulder area. And, you know, it's a cliche, but a strong neck can save your life. Anyone who has recently fallen down a set of stairs would know that.
Oh, you're picking on me, aren't you? are you implying that this klutz here who fell down a flight of stairs Valentine's Day? Yes, you're right. I probably would have broken my neck had I not have a very very strong neck. And well, the truth is, I don't do any direct neck exercises, to be honest with you. I feel like my neck gets hammered when I deadlift heavy because I can feel the tension all the way up to the base of my skull.
What you're doing when you're doing those deadlifts is you are consciously, I can just tell from talking with you, you're consciously activating the complete posterior chain, including the neck, which is the way you're supposed to do it. But, you know, the neck extensions are not at all a bad idea. They will not cut into your recovery ability. They're easy to do. And the crazy thing is, whenever I say neck training can save your life, I get emails from readers who say, let me tell you what happened to me. Guy's out riding his bike or motorcycle, bang, gets hit by a car, you know, knocked 20 feet, lands on his head, but he's okay. Guy falls downstairs, guy falls off the side of a house when he's working on his house. I have had two readers who got hit with flying objects. One was a shot putt.
Huh.
I had a track coach who was sitting there minding his own business. Guy throws a shot 52 feet. It hits him right on the neck, back side of the neck, shoulder, knocks him out, but otherwise he's fine. And I know that's true because he sent me the medical records on it. Another guy working at the Highland Games got hit with a hammer. Somebody did a hammer throw.
From the hammer throw, right.
Yeah.
So that's a hammer that's moving at a high rate of speed, too.
Well, yeah, and a shot putt is like a cannonball. And these two guys, I mean, this is bizarre because, I mean, I've got a lot of readers, but I don't have so many that two getting hit with flying objects at track or Highland Game meets is, you know, percentage-wise, that's crazy. But you know, I mean, those are crazy examples of strong neck really can save your life.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you're talking about back, the neck really, neck training is part of back training. I always say, finish off with neck extensions. If you like doing the wrestler's bridge, if you're flexible enough and you want to do that, you can do that. But I think the neck extensions are probably a better idea for most people.
Yeah, I used to have one of those leather webbed with the chain that you put a plate on, and I used to do them. When I was powerlifting, I started training my neck. But then I found that my neck was getting overtrained because I was actually stressing it when I was deadlifting. Like I said, I mean, I could deadlift. When I deadlift, I feel it in my pecs. My pecs are sore. Everything gets sore when I deadlift. But anyway, we have a question from a listener. Kevin Johnson wants to know, why are you not a fan of the stiff-legged deadlift?
I think the stiff-legged deadlift puts too much stress on the lower back and can cause back trouble for a lot of people.
Yeah.
You know, your body is designed to work as a unit. And if you're doing the stiff-legged deadlift, you're training the back much more in isolation than if you're doing the bent-legged version, where you start by using the power of the legs to break the weight off the floor.
Yeah. And just for the record, when I do stiff-leg deadlifts, because I do very, very heavy stiff-leg deadlifts, I always go down to the floor, but I never come completely up. I really only do about 40 to 45% of the actual movement. I am trying to keep the weight on my hamstrings and my glutes. And when you start to come up, there's a point where it starts to transfer to the back. Mm-hmm. And I don't go that far up when I do stiff legs. And I generally do stiff leg deadlifts with, you know, 330 pounds, 340 mm-hmm. pounds. So, I mean, I can do them for reps with that weight, but I don't come all the way up.
Most guys who do them and do them heavy, you know, number one, it's a matter of body structure, and some people can do them and others cannot. Bob Hoffman used to note that some people, you know, could do 300 or 400 pounds for reps in the stiff-legged deadlift, and others, if they did 150, they were crippled, you know, crippled for 2 weeks. You know, part of it is a matter of your body structure, but, you know, part of it is if you're going to do them, you really need to know where the weight is and what your body's doing. And
right.
You need to modify it and really do it carefully, the way you were just describing.
Right. And you're right. You also have to understand your own kinesiology. That's something people mm-hmm. don't pay enough attention to. Just because your training partner can do a squat ass to ankles doesn't mean that you are built to do that same type of squat, and forcing yourself into that groove can actually put you at risk. So you really do have to, you know, I hate when you train with somebody and they're like, you're not doing this. No, I'm 6 foot two. You're 5 foot four. There's a big reason why I can't do it the way you can do it. You know, my legs are longer. How about let's start there? You know,
I read an article about Reg Park from the 50s. Someone watched him go through a workout and made the observation that he does all of the usual exercises, but he puts a special little twist that personalizes the movement for his physique. Okay. And that's a great idea for, you know, not only for back training, but for training any part of the body or the body as a whole. And not only for safety's sake, but for getting good results. Everybody's different, and you have to figure out what works best for you.
Right. Right. Absolutely. All right, Brooks, let's talk real quick because we're coming to the end of the interview here. What's going on with the latest addition to your Legacy of Iron fictional books?
We have five books in the series now. Had a new one come out in January. That takes us up through 1943, talking about Dan Lurie and Jules Bacon fighting it out in the Mr. America contest, senior nationals in Los Angeles, and, you know, lots of good stuff. I'll be adding to the series as the year goes by, but right now I'm working on another project. I mentioned to you I'm doing some research. I'm going to be on the road a little bit and you know, tracking down some really important information
from some guys that aren't going to be here much longer, and you're going to go gather the information from them, right?
Yeah, you know what I'm doing is I've found tons of stuff in the old magazines, but now what I'm doing is I'm going back, I'm talking to people who are still alive, who were there at the time, and getting the firsthand information. It's like the, the Firefox Chronicles when you were younger?
I love the Firefox Chronicles. That's where they went to the Appalachians and took all the information from these Appalachian people, like how to make soap and how to make cures and how to make dulcimers and how to trap and skin. And that, I have the Fox Fires. They're fantastic.
Yeah. And what I'm doing is, you know, the dinosaur training or strength training variation of the Fox Fire Chronicles. I'm talking to some of the strongest people who ever lived and some people who knew them. And I'm getting, you know, this is not what's in the magazines. It's not what's in the books. It's what was really happening and what people were really doing, what they were really eating, what they were getting, or, you know, what they were doing to get tremendous results. And it's just an incredibly exciting project, and I'm just totally psyched or pumped up about it, if I can use that term.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's going to be the next book that's coming out. And, you know, we'll talk about that perhaps on a later show. But
we have another show coming up. I want to give the announcement. Either next week or the week after, Brooks is coming on. Little did I know that Brooks is quite the gardener. He has one of the largest gardens in Louisville. It's modular in boxes, and he grows organic vegetables and produce. And so this is one of those sustainable living shows we're going to do. We're going to get tips from Brooks on how to start our own garden in whatever small space that we have, because he is the king of modular gardening. I'm going to say that right now on the air. Brooks, we have to go. Give people the website again.
www.brookscubic.com.
And cubic is spelled K-U-B-I-K. His blog is wonderful. He's got great articles there. You can learn a lot. Check it out. Brooks, we'll see you soon, okay?
Sounds good. Thanks, Carl.
Okay. And when we come back, we'll have PJ Braun on the show, and we're going to be discussing not only some listener questions, but also the most common mistakes we make in the gym that cause us to stall. Many of us have been in the gym hard at it since the beginning of the year. Maybe progress is not coming as easily as we like it to. PJ should be able to shed the light on how to kickstart your progress back in gear, so stay tuned.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, Power Blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with Power Blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbell.
Finally, a Bulbine supplement right from the source used in the original study. Phytoserms 347 is here. Bulbine natalensis has been shown to dramatically increase testosterone levels in clinical research, but sourcing the real ingredient has proven near impossible. Now, Ruthless Supplements has done the impossible. Each capsule of Phytoserms 347 has the exact amount of pure Prolensis TM Bulbine natalensis required to produce a dramatic increase in total and free testosterone. You can't get this anywhere else but at Ruthless Supplements. Visit RLSSupplements.com today.
Muscle building magic happens when you put the right stack together. Iron Mag Labs takes the guesswork out of stacking with Methadrol Extreme. Methadrol Extreme combines three of the most powerful legal anabolics in the world: dimethazine, Superdrol, and Decadrol. The combination of these three agents will ratchet up strength while packing on slabs of muscle and dissolving fat. Don't wait too long, because Methadrol Extreme will only be available for a limited time and is sure to disappear quickly. Go to IronMagLabs.com today and get your bottle of Methadrol Extreme. Pre-workout products crank you up, then leave you flat and fatigued. Except now, you're strung out from being overstimulated, hungry because it destroyed your appetite, and in a catabolic state because you can't eat for recovery and growth. That's why you need to get Lit Up from Applied Nutraceuticals. Lit Up is an original blend, not a copycat formula here. Lit Up delivers the perfect amount of energy, focus, pump, and intensity without feeling strung out or a loss of appetite for hours after your workout. Plus, Lit Up creates an anabolic environment by jacking testosterone levels through the roof. Get Lit Up today at appnut.com.
PJ Braun knows how to get in shape and stay in shape. He's appeared in numerous bodybuilding and fitness magazines, and now he's ready to help you. Whether you're a man or a woman, PJ Braun has the expertise to help you reach your goals faster and easier than ever before. Utilize his one-on-one distance training services, and your friends will want to know what your secret is, but we'll never tell. Services are affordable and customizable to suit your individual needs. Nutrition, training, and supplementation are all covered. Stop spinning your wheels and start building the body that you've always dreamed of. Go to pjbraun.com today. That's pjbraun.com.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
That's right. This is the Superhuman Channel. We're changing the opinions around the world of nutrition and exercise, longevity, health, everything. Everything. It's all changing thanks to the Superhuman Channel. And we need more people in our army. If you go to superhumanradio.com, there's a link on the right-hand side that says recommend us. Recommend us to your friends. Recommend us to your family members. Let them start listening. Let them become part of the Superhuman Army, so that we have less disease in this country. We have fit people, and obesity is not the number one cause of disease in this country, but instead strength and longevity, the number one reasons for happiness and health in this country. It all starts here at Superhuman Radio. Go to superhumanradio.com and recommend us to your friends and families. We do not keep those email addresses. That thing just shoots out an email to them. We don't store it. We don't know who you're sending it to, but help build our army. And one of our major benefactors and the general of one of our divisions is PJ Braun. He is the Superhuman Radio resident personal trainer. How you doing, PJ?
Good, Carl. How are you? I like that, the general. I appreciate it.
Yes, yes. General Braun. General Braun. There we go. Okay. So anyway, as usual, we have lots of requests. People always want you on the show. And lately we've been getting questions on Facebook. Can you ask PJ this? Can you ask PJ that? And we are going to ask the questions that are on people's minds. We're going to do it a little bit later. First, we're going to cover the important stuff. And the important stuff is, you know, it's March going into April, and people are still dedicated. January, everybody rededicates themselves. I'm going to change my body. This is going to be my year, blah, blah, blah. This is around the time where people start hitting walls. They start becoming disillusioned. They start losing faith. They start rethinking, gee, what am I doing wrong? What am I not doing right? So this is the time for the PJ Braun tune-up. You know, a lot of times we're going to be talking about stuff that you know already, but we got to bang it into your head again because you forgot it. You're not using it. Like we did a show on BCAAs yesterday. Why isn't everyone using branched-chain amino acids? I don't know. They work. That's one of those things I have to bang into your head once in a while and say, hey, come on. Remember the fundamental stuff here. Forget about all the exotic stuff for a second. So we're going to talk about some fundamentals with PJ Braun. Okay. So PJ, you're in the gym training people. You train yourself and you are witnessing sometimes train wrecks in the gym, things that people do. What's the one, what's something recent in the gym that you just slapped yourself in the forehead and said, I got to get out of here before I scream?
Oh, I mean, all the time I see people that just go straight into their work sets. You know, it's like they swipe their card at the gym, and next thing you know, they got 315 on the squat rack, and you're like, "Wow, where'd this guy come from?" You know,
maybe he was squatting in the car on the way there to save time. You know, he's doing his warm up set in the car. Yeah,
and this brings me to my number one, I think most important thing is I see people that neglect their warm ups, and also. It goes with that. I see people that stretch as their warm up, and that's a big no-no as well. So we can discuss the proper way to go into your workout routine when you get to the gym.
Okay, so let's talk about that. I mean, here's what I do. Tell me if I'm wrong. I do the treadmill for 10 minutes. Not treadmill. I'll do an elliptical machine, something low impact for about 10 minutes to get to bring my heart rate up, and I'll do a little interval stuff. You know, I'll step it up as I'm on there for maybe 30 or 40 seconds, then walk it off and step it up and walk it off to bring my heart rate up and down, raise my body temperature, start breaking a little bit of a sweat, get my lungs filled, get some vascular density occurring so that blood flow into muscles is occurring. That's the first thing I do. There are people who have told me I'm wrong. I shouldn't do that. I should do warm-ups with the movements I'm supposed to be doing.
No, you are right, actually, and I do not do that. But everything that I know and everything that I study shows that is the greatest way to warm up. You know, a good 10 minutes on an elliptical, even a treadmill, a recumbent bike, whatever, elliptical is great, is more than enough to get your blood flowing, and it won't take any strength away from you at all. It's just a great way to warm up. As far as doing the range of motion stuff, that's actually what I do. What I do is I will start on whatever exercise is going to be my first exercise, and I will actually do many very light, extremely high rep sets with minimal breaks. So it may actually take me 5, 6, 7, 8, maybe even 10 minutes before I actually do my first real working set.
Right.
And at this point, I've already performed, you know, over 100 reps, and it's been at a pretty continuous pace with light weight just to get myself my blood circulating. I also will pace around in between my sets before I actually get to my work set. I don't just sit there and let myself get cool. But to actually do like some mild cardio first is actually a great way to warm up.
Yeah. And then as far as you pacing around, the bottom line is while you're using weights, which is traditionally categorized as resistance training, you're doing it in a cardiovascular manner. You're actually huffing and puffing, I would imagine, because you're moving quickly through sets. You're doing high reps. Look, why is cardiovascular training relegated to the legs? You can do upper body stuff that has the same effect as you doing treadmill. I love that upper body ergometer sometimes, you know, the thing where it's like you pedal with your arms.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You know, who says it's just the legs that do cardiovascular? Your whole body can do cardiovascular. It's how you do the movement, right? Right.
Exactly. It's simply a matter of getting your heart rate, you know, elevated to that pace. There's a lot of things that you can do to get it to that point.
Right, right. Okay, so the number one thing that people do wrong is they don't warm up. They just, and not only do they not warm up, but they literally jump right into working sets right off the bat.
Yes, and another thing I find is this goes hand in hand with the warm up because I think people consider this a warm up. A lot of people will come straight into the gym cold and go into a routine of stretches. And stretching a cold muscle is really the worst thing that you can do. It actually will actually weaken the performance of your muscle, and it'll actually increase the risk of injury. You never ever want to stretch a cold muscle. You always want to do your stretching after the work is done, when everything is thoroughly warmed up and the blood is flowing well. That's the time to do your stretch. You can consider it a cool down if you want, but you never want to take a cold muscle and stretch it as part of a warm up.
And that has actually led to some injuries. We know there's some bodybuilders who apparently stretched and then tore quad muscles and stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, Mr. Martinez is one of the more recent ones. It's right. happened quite often, actually.
Right. And then, you know, the jury is out on stretching. There's two camps in stretching. There's those who say, and there's research that shows that stretching actually diminishes the contractile force of muscle. So mm-hmm. therefore it can put you at greater risk of injury. And there are those who say that stretching is essential before working out. This is one of those arguments, you know, that's probably going to continue, kind of like the right to life and those who protect against abortion. I mean, it's really, an argument that will continue to go on for a very long time. I think it comes down to what works for the person as well. You know, if you're not lifting very heavy, maybe you can get by with stretching, but if you're going to tax your body, if you're, you know, putting 8 and 9 plates on that power squat machine and you're getting down deep in it, you really want to reserve everything you can for the workout as opposed to stretching. That's my humble opinion.
I think it's like primarily like a steady static stretch would be what you really wouldn't want to do. You definitely wouldn't want to be like really holding long static stretches when you're cold like that
right.
before going in to perform like a heavy squat workout, you know. I don't have a problem with like dynamic stretching and like mild, you know, in between sets type stuff or, you know, just light, you know, quick stuff before you get into it. But to really like go through a thorough stretching routine before a serious workout, in my opinion, is a mistake.
All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to pick it up with PJ Braun. We're going to discuss the mistakes that people make in the gym that truly do stall their progress. And then we're going to read some of your questions to PJ Braun. You're listening to Superhuman Radio because you're intelligent. We'll be right back. The fourth most abundant mineral in the body, magnesium, is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels. But most find taking oral magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from MikeMahler.com. Magnesium absorbed through the skin can elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com today. That's Mike, M-A-H-L-E-R.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power block, the world's best dumbbell.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein and the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
Finally, a Bovine supplement right from the source used in the original study. Phytoserms 347 is here. Bovine natalensis has been shown shown to dramatically increase testosterone levels in clinical research, but sourcing the real ingredient has proven near impossible. Now, Ruthless Supplements has done the impossible. Each capsule of Phytoserms 347 has the exact amount of pure Prolensis TM Bulbine Adolensis required to produce a dramatic increase in total and free testosterone. You can't get this anywhere else but at Ruthless Supplements. Visit RLSSupplements.com today.
PJ Braun knows how to get in shape and stay in shape. He's appeared in numerous bodybuilding and fitness magazines, and now he's ready to help you. Whether you're a man or a woman, PJ Braun has the expertise to help you reach your goals faster and easier than ever before. Utilize his one-on-one distance training services, and your friends will want to know what your secret is, but we'll never tell. Services are affordable and customizable to suit your individual needs. Nutrition, training, and supplementation are all covered. Stop spinning your wheels and start building the body that you've always dreamed of. Go to pjbraun.com today. That's pjbraun.com.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're doing a show next week about peptides, another show of peptides. We're going to talk about IGF-1 and MGF, mechanical growth factor, and insulin-like growth factor, long R3. And opresource.net, which is a sponsor of Superhuman Radio, has these peptides at ridiculously low prices. And my listeners get an additional 25% off when they use the coupon code SUPERHUMAN25, SUPERHUMAN25. And we will be addressing the uses of these peptides on Monday with Professor Philip Filimonov calling in from the UK to talk about how to use them, what to expect from them, and so on and so forth. Okay, my guest this hour is PJ Braun. We're talking about the things that people do in the gym that stall their progress. We just discussed not warming up, which seems pretty rudimentary. You would think everybody would. What else, PJ?
Another big one that I see with beginners as well as advanced people is cheating. And by cheating, I mean when you're using a weight that is too heavy for you to lift with proper form, and you're sacrificing your form and kind of just using body momentum to complete the reps. Now, I will say when you are very, very advanced, and I'm talking an elite-level lifter, there is a benefit to cheating on certain movements to push yourself beyond failure.
Right.
When you know what it is you're exactly doing.
Cheating can be an overreaching opportunity to try to push yourself into a new area, almost like static holds or having someone assist you and then doing heavy negatives. So, yes, it's true.
One thing I think is very important when you're a beginner, it is to definitely, I think, hire a trainer. You don't have to have somebody with you every day. If money is a problem, you could perhaps just get one session where they at least show you some basic fundamentals where you learn the proper form of exercises first. And I believe that you should actually start with weight that is actually less than what you could perform on your maximal sets just to really, really get the form down first. You know, if you really want to maximize what you're doing, you need to know that the positive or concentric part of the movement is what really trains the nervous system. The slow, the eccentric, the negatives, as we call them, are what really trains the muscle. And many people actually neglect the negatives. They do it the other way around. You'll see people just dropping the negatives, which I try to teach people to really, really stress the negative, you know, exaggerate the negative, get the most out of it, because that's what's going to really, really help you grow.
Right, right. Okay, so avoid sloppy form if you are not an advanced trainer and don't know what you're doing and you haven't worked with a personal trainer who's shown you why and how to use a slightly modified form.
Yes.
Okay, so go to lightweight. And this is a hard thing. Leave your ego at the door. Understand that you will be able to handle the weight that you want to handle, just not right this second.
Exactly.
You know, that's it. You will be able to, and you'll be able to handle it with perfect form.
And when you're a beginner, I can promise you, you're going to get results no matter what because it just shocks your system regardless.
So you might as well get the results that you can the safest way possible. You're dramatically decreasing your risk of injury when you use weight that you can handle the right way. And master the form before you progress forward.
Right, right. Okay, what's the next thing that people do wrong that compromises their progress or helps them stall in their tracks?
This one is fantastic. I actually don't know. I should have possibly made this my number one, but I threw it in the middle. I love it when I have, I get this quite often, you've probably heard this too, is using low reps and heavy weights to get big and using high reps and light reps to burn fat. And I get this from men and women all the time. And, I'm doing everything lightweight, high reps to burn fat. And, don't you have to lift really, really heavy and low reps to get big? It actually couldn't be farther from the truth. The diet is really the most important role in determining what you're going to look like. You could pound, I tell people all the time, you can pound all the weight you want. If you eat like crap, you're not going to notice anything different. In my opinion, you can get the best of everything when your diet is proper by using a great variety of rep ranges, down to fives or fours even, and up to 20s or 25s. It's the variety that I feel is the key. But there is no set rep range that actually can change your body composition. It's all through diet.
Okay, so you should train for strength and size regardless and avoid this myth that high repetition work burns fat.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Okay. All right. What's next?
A lot of people, I think, make the mistakes when they're beginners of copying these ridiculous, like, hardcore power lifter routines that they find online or, professional bodybuilders. This is Ronnie Coleman's leg workout. And I think a lot of people think to themselves that, okay, this is what, Ronnie Coleman does, or this is what, the strongest powerlifter in the world does. This must be the fast track for me to get to that level. But it's actually quite contrary, and it's a good way to get yourself hurt or set yourself back from getting the results that you really want to do. It takes most of those guys years upon years upon years to get to that level. And
I want to stop there for a second. You said years upon years upon years. Some people may have heard 3 years. Most of these people have been training for more than a decade, sometimes yes. 2 decades. Ronnie Coleman started out training as a teenager.
Yes.
Okay? I mean, so he was training for decades in order to achieve that level of strength.
Yes.
So don't misinterpret when PJ says years and years and years and go, well, that's 3 years. I've been training 3 years. I should be able to pull 780 pounds for 3 reps.
Yes.
No.
Now, even myself, at 30 years old, I've been training for 17 years. And many of these guys that you see that are masters have been training for even longer than that. And, of course, our routines didn't start out the way they are now. My first workout routines when I was young were very basic. And I even overtrained when I was young because I just simply didn't know better. I wouldn't have the injuries that I have now if I knew better when I was younger. That's why I'm here to help all the listeners. But it's really, you have to learn to be patient, and you have to learn, the laws of progression. And when you rush things, usually you're not going to get the outcome you want. And just because something works for Ronnie Coleman doesn't necessarily that's going to be what works for you. I mean, some of these guys that are the best of the best, they're the best of the best for reasons of really genetics. It's kind of like you could go and mimic Barry Bonds' swing in baseball, but you're not going to be able to hit the ball the way he does. It's just a genetic thing. You have to find out what works best for you. Trial and error is the best way to get to that.
Right. Okay. What's next?
Now, I want to get more into the nutritional aspect of it because this is a big thing. A lot of people are going to be gung-ho about getting into the gym and starting these routines, but they don't realize the importance of the nutrition. A big one is actually I see a lot of people, they want to lose weight. They join the gym to lose weight, and they starve themselves. They don't eat nearly enough for somebody that's in the gym working out and training with weights. And what I try to tell people, a lot of my clients even clients that I've actually gotten through Superhuman Radio, when I give them their diets, they're surprised. They think it's so much more food than that they're accustomed to eating. And I tell them, you know, trust me, you're going to need this food when you're training the way that you're training. And after a few weeks, most of them are like, I can't believe that I'm, you know, losing weight and getting in better shape eating the amount of food. You know, I think a lot of people don't eat frequent meals, and that's the thing that I always preach. You know, I'll really design my diets anywhere from 5 to 7 meals for people. I want people eating all throughout the day. And I find a lot of people that are joining gyms to lose weight, they're doing all this cardio, and, you know, they're busting their butts, and they're sweating like crazy, and they're spending 2 hours in the gym, and they're not eating anything. And when you do that, you actually shut your metabolism down. So you're doing all that work. You know, you may get results at first, but you're going to shut your metabolism down, and it's very, very unhealthy, and you won't get the results that you want.
I'm always amazed by the number of people that don't eat enough. And it's really, it's startling to me. See, on the days that I don't eat enough, I already lower my expectations of what the weekly progress is going to be.
Yeah.
Because I know that if you don't eat enough, nothing happens. You don't burn fat. You don't build muscle. You just stay where you are. The body goes status quo. But mm-hmm. It amazes me. Like, there are people that I'll talk to, and they'll say, you know, I can't lose weight. Meaning they can't lose fat. Or they'll say, I've been training for so long and I don't put any muscle on. How do you do it? And then as soon as you start talking nutrition to them and say, well, you know, do you eat 4, 5, 6 times a day? Well, no, I eat, you know, I don't eat breakfast. I eat a nice lunch. I eat a big dinner, you know, and that's it. And then you say to them, well, what's your protein intake like? And when they rattle it off, you go, wow, you're getting 70 grams of protein a day. This is why you can't burn fat. This is why you can't build muscle. You can't do it. It's kind of like buying a truck and wanting to go into the moving business, but only putting $2 worth of gas in the gas tank at a time and running out of gas every time you're in the middle of a moving job. And you go, wow, man, I'm never going to be successful at this business. I don't understand why I should be successful. I just don't understand why. I want to grab you and shake you and go, well, you're not putting enough gas in the truck, first of all.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. So anyway. Yeah, nutrition plays such a large role. I've heard this so many times, and we've all heard it. But once again, like taking branched chain amino acids, got to bang it back in your head because you keep forgetting it. It's 15% what you do in the gym and 85% what you do outside the gym. That includes nutrition and rest.
It's so important. I find so many people when they get on these hardcore training kicks, they have this idea that all they should be eating is, you know, like tuna fish and broccoli, and, you know, they're supposed to be, like, starving themselves. And, you know, a lot of people are neglecting the right amounts of carbohydrates and fats. I mean, really depending on what type of diet you want to follow. I mean, if you're going to follow a ketogenic diet, of course, you don't really necessarily need the carbohydrates. You know, I use more of a balanced diet with my clients. I have used ketogenic diets before. I like to get a really healthy mix of fruits and vegetables and healthy fats like oils and nuts. And I use very, you know, complex carbohydrates with my clients. But, you know, to simply just go on these, like, protein veggie binges and spend all this time in the gym, you're going to get yourself so run down so fast. You're not going to be able to perform at the level that you want to perform at. You're just going to feel crappy. And you should feel good when you're working out. You know, that's the whole point of it. You know, you want to make yourself feel better, not worse.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, we have to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, how many more do we have, PJ?
I got one more.
Okay, so we're going to cover that when we come back, and then we're going to cover some listener questions. You can hire PJ Braun to help you. Now, if he comes to your aid and you don't follow his direction, then I come and pound on the back of your head. But in the meantime, you can hire PJ Braun to help you by going to pjbraun.com today. Check him out. He's helped a lot of people on Superhuman Radio already. I get a lot of emails from people saying, I'm working with PJ. I'm already building muscle. I've already lost 7 pounds. I'm getting stronger. I'm looking better. It's not magic, folks. He knows what to do because he does it for a living. All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
When
When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscle's N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at needtobuildmuscle.com. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler, and now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long, because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
The fourth most abundant mineral in the body, magnesium, is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels, but most find taking oral magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from MikeMahler.com. Magnesium absorbed through the skin can elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com today. That's Mike, MaHLer.com.
Pre-workout products crank you up, then leave you flat and fatigued. Except now, you're strung out from being overstimulated, hungry because it destroyed your appetite, and in a catabolic state because you can't eat for recovery and growth. That's why you need to get Lit Up from Applied Nutraceuticals. Lit Up is an original blend, not a copycat formula here. Lit Up delivers the perfect amount of energy, focus, pump, and intensity without feeling strung out or a loss of appetite for hours after your workout. Plus, Lit Up creates an anabolic environment by jacking testosterone levels through the roof. Get Lit Up today at appnut.com.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. PJ Braun and Carl Lenore, we are the tag team. They're singing about us in this song.
That's right.
PJ will teach you, and I will strike you if you don't listen to him. That's it. All right, so we're talking now. What's the last thing that people do that totally derails their progress?
The last thing that people do is becoming obsessed with supplements.
Hey, wait, PJ, hold on. I just realized something. I got to take my creatine. Wait, I'll be right back. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, good.
Of course, supplements are a very important and fundamental part of the actual routine for what we do. But without the proper diet and training, supplements will get you nowhere. And I see so many of these, like, 16, 17-year-old kids in the gym. They're taking this thing for the pre-workout. They're taking this for the post-workout. They're drinking this during their workout. And, you know, they're taking all these pills.
They wake up every 2 hours in the middle of the night to have a protein drink. They think they're Jay Cutler, these kids, you know?
Yeah, it cracks me up, because a lot of them will ask me, you know, what I use. And I'll be like, fish oils, Vitamin C, a good way.
Well, you don't use any Dronabol. You don't use any methylated creatinine. No, it's not. No, PJ is just training really hard and eating a lot of beef. That's what he's doing.
Now, don't get me wrong. You know, obviously, supplements have an important place in the.
Hey PJ, I don't know if you're moving around, but your phone just kind of got a little squirrely on me.
I will make sure I stay.
So you said supplements do play a role. You said
they play a very important role, actually. But you can't think that you're just going to take all these supplements and this magic is going to happen. There is no magic beans that you can take to grow. Unfortunately, contrary to popular belief, if you read the internet chat boards, you actually have to put in the work and get your diet right and get your training down. The supplements are supplements. That's what they are. You know, they shouldn't be the basis of what you're doing.
Right, right. All right, so there you go. There you have the number. The number. How many did we just give, five or six? What was it?
I think I gave six. But I combined two together.
Six top things that derail people's progress. These are fundamentals. I know many of you are going, yeah, but I know this, but are you applying them? You know, this is what frustrates me. It's like sometimes we have to revisit these ultra simplistic ideas because we stop applying them. We start looking for all the exotic stuff. I mean, you know, I forgot about BCAAs, but when you look at the science, it's like, oh my God, why am I not taking BCAAs? Why am I not spiking leucine at every single meal? Why am I not taking advantage of this powerful muscle builder, fat burner, and also energy provider? You know?
I think, BCAAs year round. You know, I take them all the way up to my shows. I take them all through my off season. It's something that there's no negative to doing that. Only positive.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, let me go to Facebook first of all, and let me get some of these questions real quick because we've got some really good questions from listeners that want you to talk to some of this stuff. The first one. Hold on a second. I'm sorry. I should have been better prepared for this. Let's see here. I just want to get the name right. That's what I really want to do. The guy who wrote this, he's really interested, first of all, in, okay, hold on, I'm there. And it's the next one. Here we go. Okay. It's Matthias Grable. Carl. I hear you're getting PJ on again. Preferably ask him to talk about techniques to correct muscular imbalances. For example, I had a shoulder surgery a while ago, and my posterior deltoid won't seem to come back. My left bicep is smaller than my right, and my right tricep isn't as developed as my left. Just an idea. Thanks. Okay, first of all, let's talk about two different reasons for imbalances. First, let's talk about injuries. What do you do if you've, like me, I had an injured shoulder. It affected everything on the left side. It affected the size of the shoulder. It affected the bicep, and it even affected the tricep because I didn't have that. I didn't have the strength and mobility of the shoulder to execute some of these movements properly. So what do you do?
Very common with shoulder injuries. This will actually carry over to the healthy side when you're doing lots of compound movements. And when you're not focusing on unilateral work because your dominant side is now going to be working even harder. And that's when you can start really, really getting imbalances because what will happen down the road is the healthy side, since it's working so much more, will eventually start building tendonitis and getting overtrained. And now you risk potentially injuring yourself on the healthy side.
Right.
What you need to do is go right to the source of the problem, right to the injured area. And you need to go and find somebody that's very, very good with active release treatment.
That's the
best thing that you can do. Deep tissue work and active release treatment. Because what happens is when we have these injuries, the way that the muscle fibers heal, you're going to get these adhesions and scar tissue buildup. And, you know, our muscles, they run almost like a electrical circuit board, you know. And, you know, when our brain sends a message to fire the particular muscle, you know, blood and all the nutrients that you have in your body that are pumping around, when you have these dead spots, as I like to call them, from scar tissue and adhesions and stuff, you won't fire the muscle properly. You can't get the proper signal to the muscle. And what happens is certain areas can atrophy, and this is when you start getting imbalances. So you need to go right to the root of the problem, right to the injured area, and start focusing on healing it from the inside out. And that can be done with active release treatment and serious massage therapy, you know, really, really painful deep tissue work where they're breaking that scar tissue down, helping generate blood to that area again. Because a lot of times you can't even get the area to fire. His posterior delt's probably not firing properly, so he's probably not getting any blood in there. And that's just going to cause it to atrophy more and more and lead to other things.
Right, right. Okay, now let's talk about muscle imbalances that are just kind of genetic. You know, there's some of us who we're left-handed, right-handed. As a result of that, you know, we become dominant on one side almost.
Yeah. Typically, your dominant side is going to be more developed always.
Yeah, that's so. What do you do? So do you work with more with dumbbells in order to get the other side to work, carry its own fair share of the weight, or do you train higher reps or more weight on the weaker side to try to bring it up, or do you let the weaker side dictate the training weight that you use so that it is working harder than the dominant side? I mean, what do you do?
What I think is a great, great protocol is to base your workouts, especially if you have a real, like, a big imbalance. You know, if it's slight, where perhaps one arm looks a little bit different than the other, or, you know, you're off on a rep, that's really not a big deal. But if it's a big, I've worked with people where you can actually visually see one leg is much bigger than the other, or, you know, one bicep is much stronger, can perform five more reps, you know, of any given exercise than the other. In these type of situations, you really, really want to form on, you want to focus on your unilateral exercises. And what you want to do is actually cut the dominant side short. You want to start with the weaker side and push yourself to failure. So, for instance, say we're going to use like a hammer strength, you know, one-armed row.
Right.
You use the weak side first, and you push yourself to failure on that weak side. So, say you get 9 reps. You're failing, and your form is going on the 9th rep. On the dominant side, you're probably going to be able to do 10, no problem, but you don't. You simply do 9 reps. This way, you're not going to develop that other side more and more and more. Our bodies won't naturally let one side be overly dominant to the other side. So you're kind of, in a sense, playing catch-up on the weaker side. And this is also going to help limit the extra growth that you'll get on the dominant side as well, because you're not pushing it to failure. In a sense, you're sort of maintaining it. Now, it's a good idea to not focus on lots of compound exercises when you have these sorts of imbalances, because the dominant side will always do much work. You know, if you're going to do a bench press, you know, if you're right-handed, it's typically that the right side is going to be doing more work. Now, I have seen some cases where right-handed people were stronger on the left side. It's rare, but I actually have seen that. And I have actually seen people who, you know, do everything with their right hand, still had, you know, a better looking left side. But for the most part, when you're doing everything with that one side of the body, it's so much more conditioned and it's built up so much more stamina that it can handle a heavier workload. The only way to really correct these imbalances is by really focusing on unilateral exercises. But you can definitely correct. I've seen people really, really bring up weak body parts through really, really pushing unilateral exercises. You know, legs, arms, you know, even chest. There's so many things that you can do just focusing one side at a time. It's a really easy thing to get around.
Yeah. Okay. All right. We have to take our last commercial break on time this time. And when we come back, we've got a question from Kevin Johnson, a really good question. We're talking today with PJ Braun. He is the Superhuman Radio resident personal trainer. You can use his services by going to pjbraun.com today. That's pjbraun.com. We'll be right back. Muscle
muscle building magic happens when you put the right stack together. Iron Mag Labs takes the guesswork out of stacking with Methadrol Extreme. Methadrol Extreme combines three of the most powerful legal anabolics in the world: dimethazine, Superdrol, and Decadrol. The combination of these three agents will ratchet up strength while packing on slabs of muscle and dissolving fat. Don't wait too long, because Methadrol Extreme will only be available for a limited time and is sure to disappear quickly. Go to IronMagLabs.com today and get your bottle of Methadrol Extreme. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at OrbitNutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit OrbitNutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. OrbitNutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at OrbitNutrition.com.
Hey, this is Carl. You know, quite often you're forced to choose between price and quality when it comes to purchasing peptides for research purposes. But you don't have to do that any longer, because now there's opresource.net. At OP Resource, you will find the finest authentic peptides available anywhere at the best prices available anywhere. I only trust my research to opresource.net, and you should too. Check them out today. opresource.net. CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio.
PJ Braun knows how to get in shape and stay in shape. He's appeared in numerous bodybuilding and fitness magazines, and now he's ready to help you. Whether you're a man or a woman, PJ Braun has the expertise to help you reach your goals faster and easier than ever before. Utilize his one-on-one distance training services, and your friends will want to know what your secret is, but we'll never tell. Services are affordable and customizable to suit your individual needs. Nutrition, training, and supplementation are all covered. Stop spinning your wheels and start building the body that you've always dreamed of. Go to PJBraun.com today. That's PJBraun.com.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Jumping higher, left and more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Yo, mic check. Yeah, here you go. Yeah, I heard he got that hot new thing. It's called...
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. That's the Bee Gees versus Will Smith.
I like that mix.
All right, we're on with PJ Braun. We're going to answer a question. And this question was posed by an avid listener, a big participant in the show, Kevin Johnson. Would PJ agree that the rest intervals will have a larger impact on the fat burning, fat loss effects, assuming that one is on a clean diet? So I guess what he's saying is, if you train like Vince Gironda told us to train, very little rest in between movements, move quickly, which I happen to know you are a proponent of, so this is a great question for you.
Yes.
Will you end up being leaner as a result of that fast-paced, hard-hitting, almost combining the anaerobic and aerobic thresholds at the same time?
Yes, without a doubt, and not just because we're almost combining the anaerobic and aerobic thresholds, but there's actually study that shows your body will release more growth hormone when you train at a fast pace like that. And growth hormone, as we all know, burns fat. So you're getting kind of like a double whammy impact effect. I can testify on my own self that this is something that I've done more over the years, where perhaps my actual poundages that I use haven't really improved all that much over the past 2 years, but my endurance has gotten better and better and better. And I found it quite interesting. I was watching a video of
two of the best bodybuilders in the world, Jay Cutler and Evan Tsitsipani, training. And Evan had said to Jay, you know, as you've gotten bigger and bigger, have you found that your weights have gone up more and more? And Jay's response was, no, not really, but my endurance has gotten better and better and better. And I think that as you build that muscular endurance when you're cutting your rest periods back in the gym, you burn so much fat, you release more growth hormone it's going to make you grow and burn fat at the same time, which is such an ideal, you know, concept. You know, I mean, I actually haven't even done any cardio this whole entire off season, where I am a big advocate of cardio. I just haven't gotten into it because of injuries and stuff, and I've stayed very, very lean, considering how I eat, pretty much because of the way I train. You know, genetics are of course a part of it, but it's the way that I train that has enabled me to stay leaner and leaner each off season. When I was younger, I didn't stay so lean like this, but I've adapted this new, you know, training method of this short rest period, fast pace. At the same time, another huge benefit, not to get away from the question, is you're limiting your time in the gym. You know,
yeah.
if you can build a foundation of the house by simply having a backhoe come in and scoop the ground out, why wouldn't you do that rather than just shoveling it with a shovel yourself all day? I mean, in the end, you're going to get the same result, but wouldn't you do the quicker, you know, faster way to get there? I mean, if you know that you're going to get the same result in the end.
Well, I'll tell you something funny. I trained that way today. First of all, architects of exercise programs, the people that are behind coming up with different types of training protocols, call this phenomenon workout density or exercise density. And the concept is doing more in the same period of time is another target to shoot at, as opposed to doing more reps or handling more weight. So in other words, packing more movements and more exercise into that 40 minutes and gauging that, going, wow, you know, I was able to do 15 reps of each of these movements in that 40 minutes, when last time I was only able to do 13 reps of each of these movements in that 40 minutes. That they call that exercise density. And as a matter of fact, Charles Staley wrote a whole book about it, Escalating Density Training, which basically means the target that you're shooting at is not to lift more weight. It's not to do more reps, but it's to do it in a shorter period of time. And
So
when you look at this phenomenon, what you find out is that this is the kind of training that a lot of people like to call it circuit training, where you keep moving from thing to thing to thing, that seems to have a greater benefit in all of the quote-unquote benefits of exercise than anything else. Increase mitochondrial biogenesis, increase mitochondrial size, and increase mitochondrial density, more mitochondria per cell. This is the kind of exercise where you don't rest in between. I tried it today because I've just started back in the gym as of last Friday. I trained heavy 2 days, and today I didn't have it to train heavy. So Elisa said to me, you know, why don't you just go in and do the kind of workout I usually do? And this is what Elisa does. This is where you don't rest. You do a set of something. You do a set of something else. It's just active recovery. So you're constantly moving. I worked out for 40 minutes this morning. I was still dripping sweat and huffing and puffing when I was sitting in the car after dressing. I was still burning up. So I know my metabolism was bumped up into super high gear, and I'm still sweating now from it, frankly. I think that if you're not training this way at least a couple times a week, you're missing out. And guys like PJ, I know for a fact that there's a lot of guys that train with PJ that are bodybuilders, pro and high level amateurs who lift heavy weight. But then when they try to train the way PJ does, they're smoked. It's like, dude, you don't stop. You just move from one movement to another movement to another movement and give it your all in each one of these movements. And like 20 minutes later, these guys are looking at PJ going, are we done yet? So
yeah,
I like it. I've gotten the religion, and this is something that Vince Gironda talked about back in the day. This is how he got so lean without drugs.
Yeah, and he was brilliant. You know, and sometimes I'll read on the boards these negative people, these haters as we call them, will make their comments to me about, oh, you know, PJ with his bro science, you know, comes up with these like BS things that don't really have science supporting them. But you know, in essence, all scientists had to start somewhere with an idea that in the end proved a theory correct. And that's really all I do with my clients. you know, if my clients were looking bad and they were not satisfied, then perhaps you could say that my theories are wrong, but they all seem to be satisfied and they all look good, so the proof is in the pudding.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right, we're coming to the end of the interview, PJ. What do you got going on? Are you getting ready to compete? I know that I've been reading your blog. You're up in weight. You're up to 248 now. How are you doing?
Training is going a lot better. I'm pretty healthy now, finally.
I mean, this was all a result of being derailed with mono, right? I mean, you got derailed with mono and you shriveled up, right?
Yeah, well, I had the knee injury and then a mild shoulder injury. And then right when I was ready to go, I got mono. So I really got wiped out. Then I had some personal issues to deal with, a death in the family. And then finally, everything seems to be back on track. I'm making some good progress in the gym. I actually think I'm heavier. I didn't weigh myself today, but I think I'm definitely over 250 now. I can feel myself filling out quite a bit. And originally was going to do USAs, and I haven't made my final decision on that yet, simply because I think that I could be contest ready in probably 8-10 weeks because of how lean that I am. So I'm not going to really rush myself into anything if I haven't feel that I've progressed to the point that I want. I may go and just do North Americans instead. But I will definitely compete this year. It's just a matter of competing when I feel I've made some good progressions. Until then, I'm just focusing on my business and my clients. I am now up on Twitter. I started a Twitter account last night, so you can follow me on Twitter.
Yeah, I saw your Facebook. It's actually Braun Fitness, right?
Braun Fitness, yes. And, we'll see if I can get as many followers as Charlie Sheen.
Oh, man. He broke all sorts of records. He had like millions of people in one day.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's amazing.
Well, you have to be a loon if you want to get that. I mean, see, people, that just goes to show you, people love a train wreck. You know,
yes.
They'll follow a guy because they're waiting for him to implode. They're waiting to see him commit suicide on the air. You know what I mean? Basically. And so they're going to follow him because everybody wants to watch a train wreck. It makes everybody else feel better about their own lives.
It does. It's so sad that that's the way that our world works, but
yeah, it's very sad.
I'm addicted to winning, like Charlie. So I mean, winning.
All right. Well, anyway, so you don't have any guest posing coming up?
No, I think things are going to be quiet for a little while. There's some shows in New York coming up that I'll be appearing at. You know, the Metropolitans, and then the New York Pro is in May. I'll always be there representing Species. But I don't think I have any appearances anytime soon. I get to focus on myself a little bit.
Well, there you go. If you want to hire PJ, now's the time to do it.
That's right.
Excuse me, I'm coughing. Always at the end of the show. Anyway, drinking some water. Well, we've come to the end of the show. PJ, thanks so much for being on today, man.
Oh, it's a pleasure, man. Thank you so much for having me.
And I also want to thank Brooks Kubik. And I want to thank my vocal cords for holding out this long. I'm a little verklempt. Anyway, okay. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Superhuman Radio, so tune in then.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.